at that time, he was worked over at Lawton County Kung Fu. But he said he got so rough over there. He had been working 9 years, so he give it up. Mm-hmm. He said, I'll leave you out sometime. I don't know why you're going to come back and live it in there. Mm-hmm. He told me, life is too short now for something like that. He works there. I think there's some place you should curve him now. But he really has a mark. He got a nice mark attached now.
Are you a member of any kind of church group or any kind of clubs or anything like that?
Oh, we have, we have missionary meetings, like, missionary.
Some kind of missionary society?
Missionary meeting in the church, and sometimes and I go to Sunday school. I used to go to all the meetings, different, and member of my choir. And all like that, I go like that. I used to be the secretary. After my eyes got bad, I turned to some of the young kids. Yeah, I worked in my church hard. All of my life, I like that. Now I sing, you sing in a group, but I sing in the chorus now, but I don't sing in a group. Since I got by myself, I don't have no transportation making the group go. So that girl's calling me the other day. That's all that we sing. Somewhere where you sing a couple of numbers, that's a note. I said, now when I give up some of my seeds against me, I quit it. My throat, I had a tonsil removed, and it looked like there's kids in the hoarseness when I sang a lot. And then got old too. Voice gone. And so I told myself, no. And so, the other night, they had to coach. So they said, why, Miss Arden? She ain't got you yet. So they sold Bill. I said, Bill's Miss Arden? I said, yeah, she be in there. Look around, I could have done. It's baby. I said, I ain't staring, y'all. I said, oh, y'all. I said, get up and learn how to do something for yourself. I said, now I'm gonna be gone one day, you're gonna need to know. And you gonna be Mr. Simone? I said, no. I said, put some of the young folks there, let them know. I said, I've been doing this ever since I was about 12 years old. I said, now, if you start at home, if you make a mistake, you're at home. I said, no, I have to do it yourself. You gonna make it work? I said, no. You got some young folks there, put them up there. I said, what you go to school for? You sure tell us something else, I'm telling you, that's why they get off here.
Tell me something about the house that you were born in, what it looked like, and what the...
Well, the house I was born in was a log house, and it had, two of the rooms were log, where I was born, and it had, the kitchen was a box room, and the L room was a box room, then it had a porch from one end to the other.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
All the way across the front?
Uh-huh. And had, on the L room on the back, there had a little back porch on. Now I bring somewhere about 7 feet as you go off the kitchen porch, kitchen back there. And we had a well, green a big barn, and then we had another hay barn made out of log.
How long did you live in that house?
When we left that house, I was 5 years old. We didn't live there too long. That's my dad and see, my son and them was grown, you know, older than I was, because I was the baby, I'm the baby of the family. And they, how old son was when we left there? He's in his teens, I know. And sister, she's in her teens. She died, she's 71. She died in 70. I think she's 71. 69 or 71. Just remember that. But anyway, now she was my half sister because my daddy had been married before she married my mother. And my mother had been married just like I married, and my husband died. That's what they did. He lost his wife, and my mother lost her husband, they married. And, sister was my half sister, but I didn't know the difference between the whole sister. She seemed just like I couldn't love her no more. She had been my whole sister.